Do you have a city key card, Steve? The answer is no.
No, yeah. I don't. A city key card?
Which is the city identification cards that Chicago will have.
Yeah.
They're in the prototype stage, I believe, right now, but I have one in my hand, and I think I want one of these because, as I'm now being told, not only is this an identification card that you and I really don't need, we have driver's licenses, etc., but it also has in it embedded your library card. You can use it at Chicago Public Libraries, and your Ventra card. So if you are taking the L, this... You can put cash value on it the same way you do a Ventra card, et cetera, et cetera. It's three mints in one.
Three in one.
Ta-da. In our studio right now is the city clerk, Anna Valencia. Anna, welcome to the show. How are you?
Great. Thank you for having me.
I have the City of Chicago identification card of your spokesperson, Kathleen. You have one of these too?
Yes, it is now called the City Key.
The City Key. Why do we call it? I guess because it's the key to a lot of things in the city?
Yes, it unlocks opportunities.
Is it your office that is issuing these?
Yes, the City Clerk of Chicago.
Do other cities have something comparable to this?
Yeah, so New York City, San Francisco are one of the first two cities. Detroit, Boston's going to start one, Milwaukee as well.
Why do we have one?
So it first started 2 years ago, and if you talk to the advocates, and it's been a 10-year process of trying to get a valid government ID, which started for a lot of immigrant communities. But what we've noticed the last year that we've been working with community groups, that there's a lot of vulnerable populations that have a hard time getting IDs, whether it's the fee, $20 or $30 for the state ID or driver's license, the barriers to get there, or the documentation. So think of homeless, domestic violence survivors, the reentry community.
These are people who presumably don't have driver's licenses?
Yes. And actually, we were at the Puerto Rican Evacuee Center yesterday, who are U.S. citizens. They came here. They lost everything, didn't have fees. We were right next to Secretary of State, the state's office. They had their ID machine for state IDs, and they were turning people away because they didn't have the documents or money. So then they just walked over to our station. We were able to get them with the documents they had because we have a long list of expansive documents we take. And also, right now, it's free. So the first 100,000 cards this year we're giving out for free. After that, it'll be $5 from 14 to 18-year-olds, and 18 to 64, $10, and 65 and over free.
Are there instances where this wouldn't be useful to me? I mean, I use my driver's license for about everything, it seems. Does this replace the DL in most cases?
Well, it doesn't. You can't drive with it, and it's only valid in the city of Chicago, but it does allow you to get employment, housing, city services. Chicago Police Department also accepts it. We're working with Cook County so that Cook County Hospitals and the Sheriff's Department will also accept it. And on the back of that card, you'll see a square. We are working with some museums, sporting teams, and local businesses to offer discounts. So now, because you're a proud Chicagoan, you could also get a maybe 10, 15% discount at a museum or your favorite coffee shop. So we're working to roll out those partners this spring.
You've got that digitized square jumble of images, so I forget what that's called.
The square.
What is that called?
The URL code.
The URL code. So that's on the back of this as well. And that's not activated, but that it provides the mechanism for you to offer discounts to Chicago City residents?
Correct. You have to be a resident of Chicago to get the card. And you also, on the back of that card, you'll see is an emergency contact. If you have emergency contact, people with disabilities really advocated for that. They also there's a place for medical information.
I was just going to say, you could put my blood type on here. Have that in there?
Yes, or your peanut allergy. So if your child has a peanut allergy, it could also be on that card.
The card's got to be about 14 feet long now. Is that will all that information be embedded electronically, or would it actually be displayed visually?
It'll actually be displayed visually. Emergency contact, medical information.
This one doesn't have that.
Correct.
But it could.
Kate's just too healthy, and she has emergency contact. Yes, and it also have a veterans designation, and we are the first municipality in Illinois to offer female, male, and non-binary gender.
Oh, really? You designate your gender. This says F for Kathleen, but I could have put M or what?
You could put NB, non-binary.
Non-binary.
Correct.
That would be anything else that is not male or female if I choose
Correct.
Not to designate it. And actually, I sort of misspoke. So in the card that I'm holding here of your colleague, name, allergies, and emergency contact, the fonts are, the spaces are there. You just haven't entered that information, but somebody would have that. if I wanted to present it in an emergency. In some ways, this does more than the driver's license.
Yes, and the last two I'll add is you can also add a veteran's designation as well as intent to donate your organs. Or doing a, with the Gift of Hope, we are making sure that you can put an intent to donate organs.
This is a story that caught my eye the other day in the Chicago Tribune. By the way, in our studio right now is the city clerk for Chicago, Anna Valencia. We're talking about the City Key program. It says municipal ID cards that Mayor Rahm Emanuel is launching for undocumented immigrants and others will be a valid form of identification for people both registering to vote and voting in Chicago, according to a letter that aldermen received. Now, I've talked off the air with your staff about this. That's a little confusing to me. But a person who is a non-registered alien, an illegal alien, if you will, in this country, living in Chicago, would be eligible for this card, right?
Correct. So this is for undocumented community, domestic violence survivors, reentry, but also for myself and all people in Chicago. So
I think
anyone
I would
in Chicago
have one.
Can do it.
Fair enough. And I think I will have one of these.
Oh, great.
I like the convenience. But I'm also a U.S. citizen. Non-U.S. citizens would get this card.
Correct. Anyone is eligible, whether you are homeless, you're undocumented.
But
or,
this makes it sound like they could use this to vote.
So here's the misinformation. What I think what's really unfair is that we have a White House spewing misinformation that is really racist to say that all of these undocumented communities are voting and there's voting fraud. There's actually no data that backs it up. And so what I think we clarified with the Chicago Board of Elections is that you must be a U.S. citizen and pass other eligible requirements of age to register to vote. And so this card, along with a utility bill, a library card, a credit card that you can use already, is just another way for you to register to vote. But you have to be a U.S. citizen and over 18 to
okay,
register to
so
vote.
Okay, so say I'm a U.S. citizen.
Correct.
I can bring this card, though.
Correct.
Well, do you have to show identification when you vote?
Not when you vote. Correct.
Yeah, which is a whole nother conversation. I mean, really, I think that we should make the voting process as unfettered as possible. It's a constitutional right. It's a given. So you shouldn't have to then produce a lot of documentation for it. I get that. But you know that this is problematic for some people. They think maybe you should have to prove you are who you say you are, and you should have to prove that you're a U.S. citizen to vote. And if this card makes that fraud easier, then I think that's going to be problematic for the program. Do you know what I mean?
So I want to be clear. Nothing's changed. The law is the law. The State Board of Elections says you have to be a U.S. citizen to register to vote. In fact, when you go to the Chicago Board of Elections, you have to sign that you are a U.S. citizen. And so nothing's changed. The only thing is that this will be accepted to register to vote. But it just like a library card is used to register to vote, you can register to vote with a utility bill, you could do it with a high school ID as long as you're over the age, or a college ID. You could also do it with your, like I said, a credit card. So there's all types of cards out there and documents you can use to register to vote. This is just one other.
Well, this sounds like if it's a problem, it's somebody else's. That is, then the Board of Election needs to ensure that the people that are registering to vote are, in fact, U.S. citizens. But as a city clerk, that's not your responsibility.
Not my responsibility.
So just one last point, though, about the people that will use this. If they are undocumented here, what value would this have to them then? I guess they could put money on it and use it as a venture card the way I would. They would have access to the library and use it the same way, right? How else would they use it, or why would they want this card?
What I think, what is so exciting about the City Key is I see this ID card as a unifier. It doesn't have a stigma to it because the mayor's carrying one, you're carrying one, I'm carrying one, right? So regardless of your housing status, whether you're homeless or whether you're a reentry and you're leaving jail, there's no stigma. When people leave jail, they leave with their Department of Corrections card.
Really?
And that becomes one of their first IDs. So how are you going to get a job? How are you going to get housing? Because you're going to be marked as a ex-offender. That's not fair, right? Same with the undocumented community. Right now, you can get a temporary driver's license, but on that says not government ID. It says it. So if you're, you know, stopped or whatever, there's a fear of showing that and maybe being deported.
Could I use this for employment purposes? Would this be accepted by an employer for an application?
Correct. You can use that. But if you are undocumented, you'll have to have a work permit number.
But if I'm, but say I'm a U.S. citizen, though.
If you're a U.S. citizen, yes, you can
use
that.
But I'm one of these other people. I'm homeless, and I'm too bad for me. I'm homeless, but I'd sure like to have something that I don't know, I could use. I don't have a driver's license. I don't have an address. This would help those people.
That's the first step. In fact, you can take that to your nonprofit and start your case and start getting your city services. So now you have an ID. And also, when we talk to the hospitals, there's also a hard time of tracking people's care because they don't have an ID when they come in. So sometimes it's a hard time to track their or chart their care.
What do you mean by that? Oh, because maybe my driver's license has a number on it.
Or if you have no ID, you walk in for medical care and you're homeless. Or, you know, if you're having mental health issues, now you have an ID.
This doesn't have my Social Security number on it, does
it?
No.
The only thing it has is a unique ID number on there.
It does? Where is that? Oh, that's this number right here.
The algorithm, yes. There's an algorithm, actually on the front card. On the front is the algorithm.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, there it is.
And we have very good security features that we have a vendor doing for us with the hologram, so it's not replicated for fraud.
Will you sell vanity city ID numbers? I want 720 WGNJW King John. Think about that. I'm just thinking out of the box here. We're doing a lot of that on the radio today. I want you to, because you are eventually going to charge for this, right?
Correct. Eventually, once we get our 100,000 mark.
If it said King John Williams, WGN Radio, 720, weekdays 1 to 3, WEEK. Anyway, I would pay a bonus for that. I would pay extra for that.
But we are seeing a lot of excitement. We have 1,000 people right now on our waiting list, and we're hoping to get this out in April so we can get our mobile sites out in the community and get these out.
Does this have anything to do with the city being a sanctuary city or the state being a sanctuary state?
No, this was a program that started, like I said, 2 years ago and really started out as, you know, helping the immigrant community, but really has expanded to a lot of other vulnerable populations that will benefit from this card. And so that's a lot of misinformation of it's just an immigrant card. It's so much more than that. And so that's our challenge, is trying to get that word out that this can be a unifier and a Chicago proud resident. Anyone can get these cards.
I described that as a prototype, but maybe that was inaccurate. That's a legitimate active working card.
We used it to get into your building today. They asked for an ID and we used it and they took it.
Oh, I'm happy to hear that. You know, in a perfect world, they would actually embed that with the electronic information that would open the door, because I'm forever losing my card at work and they go, well, I got to sign in and so forth.
Well, we're actually talking to city colleges about being a pilot with their school, so it could be your city college ID as well.
Oh, perfect idea. I mean, really, the mind reels, doesn't it?
Right?
I mean, in this day and age, there's almost no limit to what you can embed in a chip in a card. Well, good luck to you guys on that.
Thank
so
you so much.
If I do want to get a city card, I have to be a resident of the city of Chicago.
Yes.
It's in its infancy right now, so where can I get one of those if I want?
So go to shycityclerk.com. And you can sign up for our newsletter and to be on the list, so you'll know when we're going to be out in April delivering these cards. And follow us on Shy City Clerk at Instagram, Facebook, and soon to come, hopefully, Snapchat.
Shy City Clerk. Shy City Clerk. Anna, nice to meet you. Continued success with the program. And as other stages of that roll out,
we'd love to come back.
I'm all ears for you on this one. City Clerk Anna Valencia.